Our friends from University of Rochester Medicine Finger Lakes Health are here. We'll start things off, as usual, with Kim Alacqua. Morning, Kim. How are you?
Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. Good. So what do we have going on? I know you've got a couple of things you wanted to mention here before we meet our guest for today.
We have a lot of exciting things. I just want to do another reminder for 108 Holes for Health, which is our virtual golf tournament. This is still going on. You can play through September 15th. And I want to give a special shout out to Lakeview Country Club in Penyan and Seneca Resort and Putt and Play, our host courses, and also to Kenny Drugs Foundation for being a leaderboard sponsor and Canandaigua National Bank for being a Double Eagle sponsorship. So you can register for this on our website. Also, our Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hospital is still selling moms. This is the last week to order. These are the biggest and most beautiful moms that are in the area. They're $12 for 10-inch pots. You can order them through August 28th. You can give Lori McKercher a call at 315-536-7279 to order. We also are kicking off our second annual Pickleball for Health tournament. This is a very fun event. We're fundraising for a cart for our emergency department, which is a little kids cart with activities for when the children are in the emergency departments with their parents. The pickleball tournament is on October 3rd. The registration is going to start on our website very soon. It is also on our social on Finger Lakes Health's Facebook page. And also, this weekend is a very special weekend. We want to give a big shout out to the Tiki Bar, to Stivers Marine in Geneva. They are hosting Hug an Angel Weekend, which is in partnership with a very grateful patient who received care at Geneva General. Mm-hmm. And so on Friday night, employees of the health system are going to be at the station over on 5 and 20. They're going to be there. And then on Saturday, also there, there's going to be free boat rides for the employees. And there's going to be Nick and the Nice Guys are going to be playing at the Tiki Bar. So it's a community event to come out and support the employees of the health system, for thank them for the care that they provide to the community. And so that's hence the Hug an Angel.
Yeah.
And my last update is I want to give a special shout out to my partner here, Caroline Scott, who is celebrating her second year anniversary with us this month. It's August.
Really?
Yes. So
see,
the time flies.
Yeah, she didn't even realize. There
you go. So Caroline is our director of marketing and digital strategy. We work very closely together. So her and Paula Buckland on all the marketing, promotion, media, everything that we do for the health system. So I just want to say happy 2 years, Caroline.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Caroline and Kim are here today. We're not going to have a clinical conversation, which is what we normally do. We visit with various physicians and specialists and talk about some of the different elements and facets of the U of R Finger Lakes healthcare system. What we're going to talk about today is something a little bit different. And it's something, Kim, that you've mentioned the past couple of times that you've been here, which is that we're in the process of switching over to a system called Epic. So I don't know which one of you wants to field this question, but just give us a general overview of what Epic is and what exactly this transition is about.
So Epic is an electronic health record, and that is one of the most popular health systems, electronic health records throughout the healthcare industry. So our version that we're going to be using is called eRecord. It's the instance that the University of Rochester Medical Center uses. So as being an affiliate, that's what we'll be using. And what the benefit to that is it's one patient, one record, one chart. So your information is going to be available in eRecord. So all of your providers will be able to access your results. So if you're in the hospital, if you're in your outpatient rehab, you're in urgent care, your labs, your diagnostics, everything is going to be located in one central place. Currently at Finger Lakes Health, we have multiple patient portals for health records. We have one on our hospital side. We have one for our ambulatory practices that do not communicate. So right now, patients have to log into several different portals in order to access their information. So the beauty of this is it's going to be one place for all of your information. A lot of people are already familiar with it. My chart, which is the patient-facing interface for this. So it's available as an app that you can put on your phone. Also, you can access it through the website. So this is something that our community has asked for many, 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 many years. We know it's People want convenience. People want access instantly. So it's very cumbersome having to go to multiple health records and not having them communicate. So this is going to be very, very exciting for us. It's part of being the health system and for our patients and for our community.
And you pointed out that not only does this greatly simplify things on the patient side, but it also greatly simplifies things on the provider and the care side, too.
Yes. It really does. I mean, so now you've got your primary care providers. They can talk to your specialists. If you happen to be living in two places, like Florida and New York State, because you're a snowbird, you can have your records communicated very easily. There's an app, part of the app from MyChart called Happy Together. So even if you're in different health systems, you can opt in as a patient to have your physicians and your medical providers talk to each other. You can email to anyone. It's really, I'm I guess what they would call an early adopter, right. Because you can download or sign up now. Even though we're not fully utilizing MyChart, we will be by November 1st, but you already can see your lab. So I've been just playing around in it and trying to figure out, okay, what are the advantages for me as a patient? And I absolutely love it. I love the fact that I can email providers. I love the fact that I see my lab results. And that's only going to get better as we go along.
Yeah, I have a couple of providers that I see through the U of R Finger Lakes Health System. So I've been using the MyChart thing for probably since I started seeing them. And it does greatly simplify things to be able to have a simple communication, like you're saying. It used to be, okay, you had to call the doctor's office, and then the doctor's office had to call you back, and maybe you schedule a consultation. Now a lot of that stuff can be done here in this MyChart space, and it just really, you know, it cuts time down, and it's really easy to communicate.
It's terrific. Like, I don't know, like for me, I'm one of those people, I schedule my next appointment when I'm in the doctor's office, right? And they, in the past, they hand you the business card with your time on it. And I'm like, oh, I'll put this in my phone calendar later. And it gets in my purse somewhere and it's gone. And then it's like, when is that appointment? When am I going? What am I doing? And now it's just, oh, right. It's, you know, on September 2nd at 8:00. So it works out really well.
And when you said that there's an app available for this, I perked right up. My eyes perked right up because so many people now are app-based on things rather than, you know, going on a web browser and doing this, doing that, whatever. If you can do it on an app, that just makes it exponentially that much easier because it's just one click on your phone, boom, there it is.
It does, but, you know, you don't have to do that. There are a lot of folks who, unlike us, don't use apps. They go to the internet, go to the website, and I will tell you that it's just as easy to use if you choose to use a browser. When people are signing up, if they're having difficulty with it, they have someone on call during business hours that will help walk you through it. So, yes, the app is absolutely very, very convenient, but for those who aren't as comfortable using apps or don't want all sorts of apps on their phone, you don't have to. You know, the browser-based software works really well.
And the message that we're trying to get out to everybody is if you're in the U of R Medicine Finger Lakes Health System and you're not signed up for this, you want to sign up for this because, as you said, this is going to go 100% live right around November 1.
November 1st, we'll be over to eRecord. So that's when MyChart will go live for us. Well, actually, some of our practices are already using it now. Finger Lakes Health Primary Care and Cuca Healthcare already use MyChart. We call them Epic Light practices that started with us. We have a new practice that's going to be opening next week, Lions Monday. Family Health Center, and they're going to be fully on eRecord, so they will have MyChart. But there will be a time from October 17th until November 1st that the current patient portals that we have now are going to be view only. So patients will not be able to go in and request a prescription, request an appointment, actually send communication to their provider.
Right.
That will be on hold until we go live on November 1st. And then that will all happen through MyChart. And that's one of the things too with MyChart is you'll be able to send messages to your provider. You know, that instant communication. You can pay a bill through it. You can request your prescriptions. You can schedule an appointment. When your lab results pop up, there's a link that you can click on and it will tell you like what this test is for. There's just so much information that's available. It's really exciting. Like I said before, it's something that the community's been asking for. it helps us with increasing access to care, which is one of our biggest commitments that we have, is making sure that everyone has access to world-class healthcare right here in our community. And by going to eRecord and MyChart, this is one of the deliverables.
So ideally, you want to do this by October 17th.
Yes, yes. And then there will be that pause between October 17th and November 1st where you really won't be able to do anything because we're going to be in between the systems.
Right.
But so, then you'll, anything that you already, but right now though, please sign up for MyChart now, because any of the labs that you're getting done at any of our facilities are showing up in MyChart. If you're having any diagnostic imaging, all of that is showing up in MyChart. You'll get an email saying like new results, and you go in and it will give you all your latest information.
Now, if somebody like me that already uses MyChart for a couple of the providers, do I have to do anything special, or this is just going to kind of be incorporated and transitioned over?
Yeah, there's nothing that you have to do as long as you're already signed up.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Now, if people want to find out more about this transition to Epic, where can they go?
On our homepage at flhealth.org, we have a whole banner image that you can click on that will take you to the link to sign up for MyChart. And as Caroline mentioned, on the actual browser page, there's all the information on how to sign up, how there's support. And we're just really excited to have this system, and hopefully everyone will go out and sign up for it.
And it goes without saying, I mean, this is protected, encrypted data.
Yes, you know, yes,
and,
yes.
So if you're nervous at all about any of that sort of thing with stuff being converted into a digital medium, they got you covered in that department.
Yeah, 100%
HIPAA compliant. And that's probably why Epic is as popular as it is amongst healthcare systems around the country. So, Caroline, good to see you. Kim, good
Thank
to see you.
You
as well. Thanks for the information. And again, you want to, if you're in the U of R Finger Lakes Health System and you're not using MyChart yet, go to the site, click on the banner, find out the information, and get that done again before October the 17th.